Well, my family's smart, despite Scientology. They didn't sit down in chairs day after day like I did. And I can tell you something. There's a movie you might want to see when you leave here. It's called The Lives of Others, Das Leben der Anderen, which shows you what Scientology is. It's about the Deutsche Democratic Republic. And I was there basically in that time delivering what's called Book One workshops for Scientology. I was in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Greece, and Italy, delivering hypnosis, mind control, and teaching Scientology. Where Scientologists, in the early days, it was hypnosis, very simple. You get a guy to close his eyes, you tell him, when he recovers, nothing's going to bother him, this sort of thing. And there are all these little different techniques. For example, Hubbard has a cancer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When I count from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and snap my fingers, all will be canceled and no longer ever enforce on you. Do you know the Beatles? Do you know what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all good children go to heaven. You ever hear that? John Lennon was murdered, right? He went into the cult. He studied Aleister Crowley. He probably broke an oath. If you go into the cult, most people are silenced by oaths of agreement. For example, the Masons have what's called a Tyler that stands outside the door. And if you haven't made the grade, he won't let you pass. Hubbard made a joke about the Tyler in a book called Battlefield Earth, where he has Johnny Goodboy Tyler do all the dirty work, and then there's Turl. Have you seen Battlefield Earth, the movie? It's one of the worst movies ever made. It's one of the worst movies ever made because L. Ron Hubbard had no idea about relationships. There was no kissing, there was no fondling, there was no touching. I mean, the guy's running off with his chick, and you're like, well, is that his girlfriend or his sister? You know? And at the end, when the guy takes the bomb up, I mean, did you even know his name? And Turl, John Travolta? I mean, the guy's 7 feet tall. He said, a really deep voice, don't you think?
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Well, I'll tell you something. At the end of that movie, you got L. Ron Hubbard sitting there in Fort Knox with all the gold and no friends, and that's Scientology. I had a beautiful girl talk to me one time. She said, when you get to Washington, could you please tell them to never take in God we trust off the dollar bill? You ever studied Rene Descartes? He wrote a whole book trying to explain what God was, and what God is really is, I think, therefore I am. If you take away a guy's mind, he's no longer God. He's no longer a creator. And there are basically two types of people in this world. They're the type that create and the type that don't. And the type that create send us to the moon. We build submarines. We do all these cool things. Well, L. Ron Hubbard couldn't create. But what he did create was a tone scale. Devoid of all life. Devoid of all love. It's an Orwellian palette. And if you've looked at the cover of What is Scientology, you will see a bridge to hell with a barren rock signed based on the works of L. Ron Hubbard, where he signed hell. He did not sign heaven. If you go to his next book, it's SOS, which is a distress signal, Science of Survival. You take the S-O-S, you take the two S's together, you've got Scientology 08. Two S's together form an 8. Chain links, zeros and eights, that's Scientology. Chain links, slavery. And Hubbard is pulling their chains. And he makes no bones about it. That's what he calls auditing, pulling your chains. Now in Scientology, after you've done the mindless things where you sit down here and do nothing, you finally get to talk, but you're only allowed to ask one or two questions. Do birds fly or do fish swim? And there are Scientologists that have been asking, do birds fly or do fish swim for months at a time? And they have to get an answer. If they don't get an answer, it's a flunk. And they have to ask the question again. Alright? They have to be able to do this over and over and over again. So Hubbard's basically reprogramming them to no longer have their own minds. He's creating robots, slaves. Same way Hitler did. There's a movie called Hitler Diaries, and on the other side of that movie, there's another movie called The Rape of Nanking, which talks about the Japanese and what they used to do to people in World War II. They used to take people and put them up against the pole and take a bayonet and see how many times they could stab them and the person still be alive. That's how cruel the Japanese were when they invaded and came. Well, L. Ron Hubbard is deadening the Scientologists down. He calls human emotions and reactions evil, basically. So the attempt for Hubbard is to make you ice cold. In his technical dictionary, he defines sympathy as a very bad thing. And five sentences later, he said, if we weren't sympathetic, none of us would be alive. That's like saying air is a very bad thing, so let's get rid of it. If you get rid of love, if there are no more beautiful women on the earth, guys, would you come back here?
No.
Hell no. So what's the way out for Hubbard? Okay, so, cool, anyway. Yeah. I mean, you look at this guy. He's a sadist. What's he going to do? He's a sadist. He doesn't fit into life. He likes to, you know, rip the wings off of angels or whatever. That's L. Ron Hubbard. According to his son in a Penthouse magazine article years ago, L. Ron Hubbard liked to rip the wings off of flies, and he wanted to see you grovel in the dirt so he could say, look what I did to that man. That was his idea of fun. And unfortunately, there are a few sick people out there. And in the beginning, I guess Scientology, you know, they had a band of three or four sickos, and they got together and started a religion. If you get two or three guys together and say, hey man, this is great, you got to try it out. Oh yeah. And then you go to the next people and say, oh yeah, it's great, I'm having all these wins, you got to do it. You know, you got to survive the next stress test before Thursday too. And every week they have to survive a new stress test. There are Scientologists who haven't slept for weeks at a time. 2 weeks at a time. I talked to a girl about 2 months ago, and she actually put something on Anonymous. She posted it. Yeah, you guys did a good job on that. Thanks. She explained her experience in the Sea Org, where, you know, older men, twice her age, tried to fondle her and that sort of thing. And, I mean, basically, if you take away love and you don't let people touch each other or kiss or share ideas, then you're creating a new type of being, and that's Scientology. A new type of being. He calls it Homo Novus. Now remember, L. Ron Hubbard was a transvestite. He dressed up in his mother's underwear, his father's Navy costumes, this sort of thing. If you're familiar with Hubbard, he positions himself beside Leonardo da Vinci, Leonardo DiCaprio, whatever. And he's basically a gangster. I mean, the rule of a gangster is never desire to be loved and admired, right? You just want the damn money. Give me the drugs. What's the ultimate drug dealer? The guy that sells crack? Hey kid, you want some crack? First it's free. Or the guy that sells stress? Costs nothing to make stress. Come on. You want some stress? Here, I'll make you 5x your stats. Let's look at the rat in the cage. What if you take a rat? Can you make him run 5 times as fast? No, he's going to break down, isn't he? And then you can punish him and tell him he ain't good enough. Make him suffer. That's Scientology. The guy was a sadist. L. Ron Hubbard was a sadist. It's that simple. When you know that L. Ron Hubbard grew up unloved and he hated the sound of laughter in the playground, he hated the sound of sharing ideas, he hated the sound of creation, and he wants the sound of agony, then you'll know what Scientology is. All right, dude. I got to stop wrapping up, so maybe I should wrap. Anyway, I lost 3 years of comedy on my computer, but I'm going to come back with some comedy, so go to Scientology.com and you'll hear some comedy sometime where I'm not so dead serious about Scientology. I mean, to me, I think we're sort of immortal in a way, and this is sort of a game, and it's going to be a big joke when we get to heaven. You know, Hubbard will say, I almost got you to sign that CEO contract, didn't I? I said, no. You know what I mean? It's not that big a deal. I mean, if we're immortal, we're going to try different forms out, right? And it's a search for better and better forms, if you really look at it. The Rosicrucians say we're only on the 5th seed race out of 7. Who are the Rosicrucians? You can read about them on the internet, too. I got a lot of Rosicrucian friends in Washington, and they want me to win. But they're all gagged by oaths of silence because they have to lick the Black Panther's ass in the cult. Symbol of Lucifer. It's a black cat with a short tail. Anyway, I'm supposed to wrap up here, but if you want to talk to me later on, I'll be out there. I can use any palette you want. You know, I mean, Christianity might not be the right palette to use, but because L. Ron Hubbard's chief enemy is Christianity, you almost have to use it to talk about Scientology. And because I grew up as a sort of a Presbyterian, that's cool.